Well, yeah, you're on.
I got it. You're fine.
You go to win.
Is anyone going next?
You want to?
The ladies of the Pierce College Mule Packing team meet for practice at Pierce's covered arena at the Equine Center. One of the teammates races against the clock to throw boxes, ropes, and cinches onto a plastic practice horse as her team cheers her on between casual conversation. But what exactly is mule packing? The team's president, Tracy McAnally, explains.
If you ever go camping in the High Sierras and you have you have a company that packs in your equipment so you don't have to carry all your cooking stuff and your sleeping bag and your clothes and stuff. You're going to have mules and stock pack in all of your equipment for you.
So imagine for a minute needing to get from point A to point B on a mountain trail. Your camping equipment is far too much for you to carry. So what do? You pack a mule or two. Now imagine taking that skill and competing against others in the region. That is the purpose of Pierce College's mule packing team, and the group is strategizing how to win their upcoming competition in May. Alex Benjamin, the rookie of the bunch, explains some important steps in ensuring a win for the team.
Because it's a team of four, so then you have a horse that you have to saddle and two mules that you have to saddle, and there's only four people on a team. So if you're more efficient at throwing boxes or saddling the horse, since like you figure out who's better at what to make it more efficient.
But with mule packing comes challenges both mentally and physically. Team member Emily Hensley describes the physical toll she has taken from competing.
So I've gotten three rope burns from it already. I had one when I was on the horse. My mules almost became attached to me. I got my rope burn really bad where I pulled the spin off majorly and had my hand wrapped up and competed with it for the rest of the weekend. And then I've broken a couple nails.
Another challenge the team faces is the inability to practice on live animals until the actual competition. Tracy McAnally explains.
The school doesn't have its own mules. We do have our own horses, but really we don't want to use the horses for that. And we'd have to, it's just a long process.
The members of the Pierce College mule packing team are all students. And as the students move on with their futures, one may ask, what will come of the team? McAnally hopes future students will embrace the club with a similar passion.
I think the future is just to keep it going and not have fine teams that are like, you know, last year we only had 5 weeks to prepare and learn how to do all this. You know, this year we've got more time. We've got months of time to practice. We've got new people this year so they get to learn. I'm hoping for the future for this so we can pass it on to people down the road. So we can get new people every year and keep it going.
In the meantime, the team hopes to keep fundraising so that they are able to compete this year as well as in the future. They plan to keep practicing and hope to bring back a great mule packing reputation for Pierce College. For KPCRadio.com, I'm Brandy Lichty.